USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump take their cases to the Midwest on why they should be president or continue as president, respectively. Biden at a drive-in rally in Iowa, one of the states that he hopes to flip blue.
So honk if you want America to lead again. Honk if you want America to trust each other again.
Iowa is also a state that has seen a second straight day of record COVID-19 cases. Biden slamming the president for how he has managed the pandemic so far.
Donald Trump has waved the white flag. He surrendered to this virus. But the American people don't give up.
Trump held rallies in Michigan and Minnesota. By contrast, no social distancing and little mask wearing. Today is 3 days until Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There are 35 Senate seats that are either open or up for re-election. Tim Berg at USA Radio's Phoenix Bureau has what's at stake.
Democrats have their sights set on winning the Senate, which could possibly give them control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as the Senate goes, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says,
it's a 50-50 proposition. We have a lot of exposure. This is a huge Republican class because it's the class that took the majority in 2014 and now got a lot of people up. 23 Republicans, only 12 Democrats. There are dogfights all over the country.
Seven key races will determine control of the U.S. Senate. Actress Lori Loughlin has reported to federal prison in Northern California. Aunt Becky from Full House was sentenced to 2 months for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. A Prisons Bureau spokesperson said the actress is now in custody at the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When it comes to falling back 1 hour this Sunday morn and then springing forward 1 hour for daylight saving time on March 14th of next year, the changes can make a person cuckoo. Here's John Clemens.
Glenda Marcassoni runs Heritage House Clocks in Dallas, Texas. She tells us with thousands of clocks in her store, they're all set at different times.
Since we don't have all the clocks in the store running, it's really not a big deal for us to change the time on them.
Her busiest time comes when people call her shop after they use the wrong hand on their clocks to change the time. Her tip? Be sure to use the long hand. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
They say America runs on Dunkin', but Dunkin' is about to be run by Inspire Brands. The company, whose portfolio includes Buffalo Wild Wings, Sonic, and Jimmy John's, will buy Dunkin' Brands Group for $11.3 billion, including debt. It's one of the largest restaurant deals in recent history. The Wall Street Journal reported it first, with the two companies confirming in a joint press release a short time later. The deal is Inspire Brands' fourth acquisition since they were formed in 2018. It will make them the second largest U.S. restaurant chain after McDonald's. That's based off of domestic sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.